So there's a lawsuit making its way through the court system right now involving a voiceover actor. And Chris Kelly, you yourself, you're a voiceover actor.
I get a lot of work.
What would you say is your last paying job as a voiceover guy?
Golly, was it for Elizabeth Warren, I guess? I did some of her commercials.
Pro bono?
Pro bono.
Did you get paid for that?
No, I don't get
paid. I don't picture her campaign.
I don't get paid. I don't get paid for
it. I thought those sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Did you do some industrial smoothing, like industrial films?
Yes, I did some industrial smoothing films,
did
as you said.
Voice over some prank videos?
And at the water park.
I knew you'd have been the voice of the water park. That's actual clocked.
This is where
people heard that.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat with this voiceover lady here that you're going to hear from, because when I did the water park, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I charged them. I was like, look, you're going to have to pay me $25 for this. And they did. And
a towel.
Okay. I got $25 and a towel. They've used my voiceover announcement for 21 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you go to Wet and Wild now, you will hear.
Mm-hmm. Please make sure to keep track of all your children, including your stepchildren.
Yes. Yes.
It's time to sober up and leave the water park.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a lovely thigh tattoo, ma'am.
Those were my announcements, all right? They paid me $25 and a towel.
Wow, six shooters pointing at your gooch. Creative.
I read a lot of them.
Yep.
Take off your wet jorts and put on your dry jorts. It's time to drive home.
They wanted very specific reasons.
Yep. Yep.
I provided. Mm-hmm. I provided this.
Again,
reasons.
There is no smoking in the wave pool.
Looking right at you. Okay.
Let's face it. You're not going to climb those stairs and ride that ride. Get your belongings and go.
I did the water park out at Wet n Wild. So this is from Wildwood, New Jersey. They have a classic boardwalk up there on the Jersey Shore.
Never been to Wildwood. We've talked about that classic boardwalk before.
Many times. And it's like, you know, Jersey Shore. This is like a beach town like no other, where you see pictures from the 50s, you know, of people on the beaches there. Well, the boardwalk there is very popular and iconic. There is a woman who did, her name is Floss Stingle. And in
what a great name.
Floss Stingle. She is not a voiceover artist, but in 1971, she did one line, and it's still being used today, for the tram that rides people up and down the boardwalk. This is the actual announcement she recorded in 1971.
Watch the tram car, please.
Watch the tram car, please. It's for people to get out of the way because the tram car is coming through.
Watch the tram car, please.
And it's so iconic that they printed on T-shirts and all of those. That everybody knows the watch.
Can huggers.
All of it. All of it. Watch the tram car.
Watch the tram car, please.
It's like when you go to England and you use the subway, it says mind the gap, and they have shirts that say mind the gap. Here's the lady today.
Watch the tram car, please. Watch the tram car, please.
Okay.
A little age.
Yeah. But basically the same. Her name is Floss Stingle, and that was, again, 53 years ago. She recorded that one line. And so they said, well, how did you get that job?
A man that I was dating at the time worked for Ramagosa, who owned the tram cars. And I just spoke into a recorder, and then it's been used ever since.
And he just said, can you do this for us? And she said, sure. Mm-hmm. And so she did it. Now, that line, watch the tram car, please, plays 6,000 times per day during the summer.
Wow.
Watch the tram car, please.
Because every stop it makes, you know, it's like, well, look out, get out of the way.
Do we know how many times she had to record it till they got one right?
She said once.
One time.
She said she went, watch the tram car, please. And they're like, done. It's on tape. It's in the book. And that's the same one that they're using.
Gosh.
Now, what was she paid for it? Zero. Zero. She did it because she was dating the guy. He's like, all right.
He said, I know a woman. I'm dating a woman.
Yeah.
Flossie.
I guess they were just there. And they're like, hey, Flossie, how about we need a woman to read this line? How about doing it? She did it. So now here we are 54 years later, and it's become so iconic on the Jersey Shore that they sell T-shirts and they sell other things. And they have recently made a plush toy that not only has the phrase, but uses her voice. They took it right off of the recording she did.
It was only as of last year that they started selling the plush toys that had my voice, and they're making money on the toys.
So now she's saying, hey,
man,
all right, now that's my voice, and I want part of this money. Her lawyer says, all right, she needs back pay.
She has not been paid a single penny for this. All she's received are free tram car tickets, which she usually gives away.
Yeah, she gave her tram car tickets. That's all she
tram
bought.
Car for mm-hmm. life? Would you take that?
Yes, I'll take that. I'll take yeah. that. We're offering you tram car tickets. I'll take it. Maybe that's what she
It sounds
said.
Like every time she gets a little uppity and starts to complain, they're like, give her some tickets. Just get rid of her.
So the question is, I think they were fine, even with the line on a T-shirt saying, watch the tram car, please, because that's their line. Not she didn't make that up. They said,
she didn't write it.
She didn't write it. But once they started using her actual voice on this plush toy, it seems like she now should start getting paid.
It would be almost impossible to even know. Unless Flossie, it sounds like she's pretty with it. Does she have any memory of signing any contract at all?
No, I don't think so. She just was like standing there with her boyfriend. I mean, that they had no idea.
Yeah.
So read this.
Yeah, they said, hey, how about reading this? And she's like, okay. I mean, that wasn't her field of expertise in any way. It seems like before now, I mean, because it's been 50-some years, she might have said, because she hears it all the time. They say it 6,000 times a day mm-hmm. during the summer. It seems like she would say, can you pay me for this? She's never gotten a dime. Now, I feel like I hate to be on the side of big business, but I don't feel like they owe her anything except for the toy. The toy, now they're using her voice to sell a product. Other than that, it's a safety announcement, and she agreed to the compensation of zero. They never even discussed it. You know, she just
yeah, I agree with you on that, that if they are putting it in a plush toy, I don't even know if I'd pay her for the T-shirt part.
No.
Because just the voice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't. You know, if I just say, you know, touchdown Packers, it becomes that's they put that on there. That's not a phrase that I made up. So I think she's out of luck, except for the toy. I bet they start giving her a portion of the sales of the toy, or they stop selling the toy.
Or and hear me out. We give her more tickets.
Well, that's a good. That's maybe.
I'm not opposed to that either.
Maybe that's where they.
She's fallen for it before.
Yeah,
numerous times. Do you? But I don't. Let's say the toy goes away. I don't think they have to pay her for anything.
No
contract.
Yeah, there's no paper. There's no paperwork.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though that she 50 something years ago didn't think to herself, "Let me make some money off this." But why would she? You know, she thought this was just going to be a quick announcement. It would probably she thought it would last a year.
Probably thought it'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, great! I'll hear my voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's become synonymous with the boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey, and everybody hears it.
Watch the tram car, please.
That's her thing. Mm-hmm. That's her thing. And she sounds good. She's in her 70s now. She was in her 20s then when she recorded it. Nicely done.
Watch the tram car, please.